They are one of the largest recipients of NIH funding. Their scientists played a substantial role in developing more than half the cancer drugs approved by the FDA in the last 5 years. Dana-Farber Cancer Institute has been making one advanced cancer discovery after another for over 75 years. At Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
With one of the most powerful executives in television leaving CBS now, there's the crucial sexual misconduct story, and there's a parallel corporate power story. I'm David Brancaccio from Washington Today. There's news CBS chairman and CEO Les Moonves is leaving. NPR's Steve Inskeep talks to the New Yorker magazine reporter this morning about the newest allegations against Moonves. CBS says there's no severance package worked out for Moonves pending the results of the investigation. And for CBS, the departure has bearing on an ownership battle for the corporate structure of CBS. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer, who was Moonves fighting with on the CBS board?
He was in a battle with Sherry Redstone over a possible sale of CBS. Redstone heads a company called National Amusements. She's the daughter of Sumner Redstone. Sumner Redstone had controlled CBS and Viacom. They were under one roof, but he split them up. Sherry Redstone wanted to reunite them, but Moonves thought that was a bad idea.
And why was Moonves against that?
Well, Viacom is struggling. It owns some cable TV channels that aren't doing well, Comedy Central and MTV. Moonves didn't want Viacom to drag down CBS, which has been doing well. CBS actually sued the Redstones and National Amusements. National Amusements filed a countersuit.
And on that score, what happens now?
Both sides have dropped their lawsuits. The CBS board has been reshaped, with six members stepping down and being quickly replaced. Sherry Redstone and National Amusements have promised to wait at least 2 years before proposing a merger between CBS and Viacom.
All right, Nancy, thank you very much. America just underwent its most significant tax overhaul in a generation. Because of the new law, most people are getting a tax cut this year. And so the following might sound counterintuitive, but you could still end up owing a lot of money to the federal government come April. Here's why. Marketplace's Marielle Segarra.
This spring, James and Kristen Dickey bought an SUV.
It was a black Toyota 4Runner.
Kristen was pumped. The Toyota was going to replace her old car. It'd be easier with their two kids.
She did the thing where she took a picture of her old Volvo and was like, thanks for the great decade. And she was going to post it, you know.
Then the Dickies got the letter from their accountant. They owed $6,500 on their 2017 taxes.
We were pretty disappointed.
James had changed jobs that year and was making more money. That meant he no longer qualified for certain tax credits. So the amount of taxes that had come out of his paycheck, you know, his withholding, it wasn't enough. And the Toyota?
Yeah, I had to return it. It was a bummer.
In the U.S., we pay our taxes as we go. Every paycheck, your employer withholds some of your money and sends it to the government on your behalf. The amount is based on choices you make and on guidelines the IRS gives your company. Jonette Esquivias at 1-800-ACCOUNTANT says it's a tricky balance. You don't want to pay too much and give the government an interest-free loan, but
you don't want to end up with a huge tax bill when you file your tax return.
That's a risk for millions of Americans now that the tax code has changed.
The perception is that, oh, I'm not going to owe anything. You know, the tax rates went down, so that means I'm going to have a big refund.
The reality is more complicated. Yeah, tax rates went down. And when that happened, the IRS told companies to withhold less in taxes from people's paychecks. So that tax cut, you're getting it now. At the same time, the new tax law got rid of or limited a lot of deductions you take at tax time, which means come April, you may find yourself in the same situation as the Dickey family, owing the government money.
So a lot of people will definitely would have, you know, a nasty surprise when they file their returns.
the IRS has been warning people across every tax bracket to double check their withholding. There's a calculator on its website where you can plug in your information. Escavia says her firm has been emailing clients, offering them free consultations.
No one's interested. They don't want to learn. They don't want to know about whether or not they're withholding, or they're under withholding or over withholding. Nobody cares.
She says they'll care when it's time to write the check. And then she's worried they're going to blame their accountants. I'm Marielle Segarra for Marketplace.
At marketplace.org, we have a link to the IRS individual tax withholding calculator. Seriously, run your numbers sometime soon to get a decent hint about if you'll have to pay next April or if you're over withholding.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Palo Alto Networks. As you innovate to transform your business in today's digital world, how do you stay secure? At Palo Alto Networks, our mission is to protect your digital way of life. Whether it's unprecedented opportunities or uncertainties with AI and whatever comes next, we continually deliver innovation to make each day safer and more secure than the one before. More at paloaltonetworks.com.
The founder of China's e-commerce giant Alibaba, Jack Ma, has announced he will step down as executive chairman over the next year and focus more on education, the environment, and philanthropy. Now, his rags-to-riches story has earned him a legion of fans in China and beyond who refer to him affectionately in China as Papa Ma, and he's relevant to Chinese macroeconomy, says Marketplace's China correspondent Jennifer Pack.
Jack Ma co-founded Alibaba almost two decades ago as an e-commerce platform for business-to-business, then added business-to-consumer platforms Taobao and Tmall. He became a true disruptor when he created a mobile payment app called Alipay. This potent mix of e-commerce and mobile payment is the reason why he's credited for making the world's biggest online retail event on November 11th, which dwarfs the sales of Black Friday and Cyber Monday in the U.S. The Alipay app and its rival WeChat Pay has allowed urban Chinese to go cashless in the big cities. And Alibaba under Ma and its internet rivals are also driving the tech boom for drones, driverless cars, and artificial intelligence, in part to deliver packages more efficiently to the countryside and unlock the spending power of farmers.
Marketplace's Jennifer Pack in Shanghai. Also news today, the Chinese company that owns Volvo has canceled plans to issue Volvo stock to the public anytime soon. That IPO has been indefinitely delayed. The parent company, Geely, tells the Financial Times it's because of the tariff war. In Washington, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.